the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Palestine Red Crescent Society says it's received orders from Israel to evacuate the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza as it is going to be bombed. Nabal Farsak is a spokesperson for the humanitarian organization.
We don't have the means to evacuate Al-Quds Hospital. We have over 400 patients who are inside the hospital. Many of them are in the intensive care unit. Evacuating them means killing them.
The U.S. has resisted calls to push for a ceasefire, saying that could be exploited by Hamas. CBS's Skylar Henry.
The Biden administration says it will hold Israel accountable if the country violates the law of armed conflict, though critics are scrutinizing the military operation and add the U.S. has a responsibility to de-escalate the situation. As those concerns grow, over on Capitol Hill, new House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks a standalone Israel aid package will pass in the lower chamber this week.
Robert Mardini, Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, tells Face the Nation the group is working with Hamas as a neutral party to try to free more than 200 hostages held by the militant group.
To the families of hostages, the plight of their loved ones is one of our top priorities, that we are in conversation with Hamas, with Israeli officials.
The UAW has reached a tentative deal with Stellantis on a new contract following one with Ford. Wayne State University business professor Marek Masters.
I think the members are going to do a cost-benefit analysis and probably come to the conclusion, I would guess the majority of them would, that if they hold out longer for a strike at Stellantis and at Ford, they're probably not likely to get that much of a better deal.
The two tentative deals leave GM as the only automaker in the Big Three still at odds with the union. To Chicago, where an investigation's underway after multiple people were hospitalized following a mass shooting overnight Saturday during a Halloween party. At least 15 people were hurt, says William Betancourt with the Chicago Police Department.
The victims, who range in age from 26 to 53, were taken to different hospitals within the area. Two of the victims were transported in critical condition. The others were transported in good to fair condition.
At least one person has been arrested. Sundar Pichai, chief executive of Alphabet and its subsidiary Google, is set to testify tomorrow in Washington. It's over a major antitrust fight on Google's alleged dominance of search in some parts of search advertising. The government says the company pays billions of dollars a year to ensure that Google search is the default on smartphones. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of people talk.
News. I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions, but Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
We tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a
great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know, everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. For Monday, mostly sunny, 35. Snow is likely late Monday night. We could see an inch by the time we wake up on Tuesday morning, then clearing out with a high around 36 degrees. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 38.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. I feel like I'm on a road to nowhere. Fella traveling, got up this morning, ran over to Reagan Airport and got on a plane and rushed to Milwaukee and then drove out here to Waukesha to do a fine radio show with you.
Happy Friday, Crudy.
Greatest radio show ever.
That's what they say.
I'm skeptical.
We'll see what happens.
You know,
it's good to have a low bar in life because then you can always meet your goals.
Well, when it's Friday, Dom, when it's Friday, we air the grievances up around here. And, you know, you can always be a part of the big show. The Friday edition, 844-967-2789. You know, with all the traveling, I forget what I wanted to talk about today. Today, I'll let you lead with the grievance.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I have a hell of a time accepting Mega Mike Johnson.
Mega Mike Johnson.
Did you see any of his audio from yesterday? He was with Foxy News. He did the Sean Hannity.
He did.
Yes.
He did.
And he says he doesn't really remember saying all those hateful anti-LGBTQ things. And
Doesn't remember.
Yeah. But and while he doesn't, you know, necessarily – you know, judge people on their quote-unquote lifestyle choices, you know, he loves everybody.
Does he?
That's what he said. He loves everybody. It's all about the love with Mega Mike, man. I mean, didn't like Trump. Did you see the love in that crowd? There's so much love in the air, man, when those folks were crapping all over the Capitol. Remember the love? There's so much love.
They were spreading that love around.
I can't even – it's so difficult. And then the whole, you know, the Earth is 6 to 12,000 year olds thing. You know that. I mean, it's just I'm having trouble kind of dealing with it because you know, obviously as a non-believer, and I you know, people whatever gets you through the night.
You don't believe in the Flintstones, dude?
It's just I'm having trouble I'm grappling with it. I haven't been able to come out and like specifically articulate and identify and bring up these very sensitive specific issues. They're sensitive because of religion, man. Like, what do you talk about at the dinner table? You don't talk about religion. You don't talk about sex. You don't talk about politics. Well, I think you do. I think you have to. Those are things that matter. You talk about the weather, fine. You can talk about sports. We love to pass the time. Hell, I'll jump into the sports when I'm just so tired of all the reality. I want some entertainment.
Come on, man. Did you catch the end of that Bucks game
last night? I watched most of that game, man. It was beautiful, man.
I took the missus out for some fine dining last night. The George, the recommendation of our good friend Bill Press. Yeah. I went back because earlier she didn't actually get the full sit-down. So we did the sit-down last night. And we did the happy hour and the sit-down. And I said, baby, Bucks are still playing. Let's sneak back to the hotel. It was on TNT. Yeah. Yep. I wasn't able to listen on one of the fine civic media stations, Dom, but I was able to watch the game. What a great finish.
Yeah, it was so good, man. Damian Lillard?
Lillard.
Lillard.
The Dame.
Man, he was just on fire yesterday. What a great game.
39.
And made all his free throws, if I think. Like 14 out of 14. I mean, it was just amazing. So that was a lot of fun. But that's great, you know, to be able to step away and enjoy these sports without having to think about, you know, the real world.
And the Badger hockey team beat Minnesota last night. Right. Number one Minnesota.
Ooh, all
Badgers
right.
Moving up in the world. They got another game tonight. I believe it's on WFHR 1320 AM. You can find it. It streams on the Civic Media app. So you can take that one with wherever you go. So I'm excited about some sports. Oh, did I mention other big sports activity happening this weekend? Buckeyes coming to town. And I was sitting in the airport, and some dude was flying from D.C. And he said he worked for the federal government because I asked him his personal policy on marijuana. He's like, well, I work for the federal government. I can't use. I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that sucks.
But you
can drink yourself into oblivion.
That's fine.
You can smoke cigarettes back to back to back until you die. That's fine, too. But, yeah, drink all the coffee you want, man. Bowls of sugar, no problem. But can't touch that devil's lettuce, can you?
Be very, very careful with the devil lettuce. But anyway, sit next to this guy. And in most ways, he seemed like a really nice guy. But he was wearing an Ohio State jacket. And I realized, because, you know, we started talking, we were chatting, and I start doing the math. This guy's flying into Wisconsin, right? He's coming for the game tomorrow night. And I was flying into Milwaukee. Apparently, I'm a cheap bastard. A little cheaper to fly into Milwaukee than Madison, where I live. Barely causes any complications with the broadcast.
Barely.
But this guy was flying into Madison. He had a bunch of Yahoos driving in from Columbus. I said, are you bringing him a Monopoly Paul with you? Because my partner continues to remind me I owe some guy down there $100. If I really, really trusted you'd give it to him, I'd send it with you. But the fact that you're an Ohio State fan makes you almost
untrustworthy?
Similar to the new Speaker of the House.
Oh, man.
Now, we'll come back with this a little bit later in the show, but you know, I've already started getting peppered. I was up early because travel day, I mentioned. And I started getting these anti-fascism warnings from guys like Haas. Haas was very upset today, and he sent me this long, intricate email. Haas is a radio friend. He's got the beautiful Annalise. His mom is a favorite fan of our show, and we love Annalise and Haas. But he's a little freaked out. You know, he was freaked out because of Joe Scarborough. He got up this morning with the Morning Joe, and apparently, Dom, Joe Scarborough scared the Jesus out of him.
Oh, no.
And it was the assertion of Joe Scarborough, and we've got some of the sound. Maybe we've got time. Nate, if you could help us out with this. I believe we've got four cuts. Here's what my buddy Haas was all afraid of this morning. Let's play a little of the Joe on the new Speaker of the House, Mega Mike Johnson.
Why do you think Trump fought Immer so much? Because he didn't go along with the lie, the conspiracy. So, yeah, these things are decided in the House, Willie. So Donald Trump has his guy. He
college.
Has the anti-democracy guy sitting in the Speaker's chair. I mean, I saw some press conference, just a clip where a reporter asked a question. Everybody started screaming.
Yeah. Yep.
I almost said a word that I've said on this air a couple of times. I'll just say, what fools? Who do they think we are? Who do they think America? Do they think Americans are that stupid?
I'm going with yes.
I think they're relying on America to be not paying attention. To be so sick of all the politics and the both sides. I mean, can't they just work together? That's what I think they're relying on.
Why can't Biden unite this nation?
Right, didn't Biden? He ran a president. He's going to unite us. And now look. Well, look at you folks. Let's hear a little bit more of that, Nate. Would you please play Scarborough Morning Show Cut 2?
They're all election deniers up there. And they're mad at the press for bringing up the fact that Donald Trump now has his tool to move us towards an autocratic state where democratic elections don't matter. He's already done it. He led the charge to overturn a presidential election. So, yeah, we know what's going to happen. And we know all of these presidential elections end up in the House. Donald Trump's thinking, I got this.
I got this. Through MAGA Mike Johnson. Through his speakership. Through his leadership, Don. I mean, Joe Scarborough had my buddy Haas all wound up at 5 o'clock this morning.
I get it. And that's, you know, that's to some degree what they want to do, man. They want you to watch the news. They want you to be concerned. They want you dialed in.
You don't find this concerning?
You know, did you think a month ago that Mike Johnson would be Speaker of the House right now? No.
I didn't know who Mike Johnson was a month ago.
So I can't tell you what's going to happen in 2, 4, or 6 months from now. You know
yeah,
I mean?
But they've got the Manchurian candidate in place.
I know, but we're talking about Donald Trump, right?
Yes.
I mean, the guy could be in jail because of violating court orders before he even goes to trial, dude. I mean, these are some very specific real scenarios that we're dealing with. So, I mean, yeah.
Or he couldn't be. He's not.
Is it all possible? Sure. Is it likely? So the scenario being Donald Trump, you know, ends up running. I don't think he will. Ends up, what, getting close enough so the House can overturn. I mean, I don't think so.
If he gets reelected, Trump, that is, well, he could pardon himself, Dom, and there goes your convictions.
Well, number one, he's not going to get reelected. Number two, he can't pardon himself. That's not a thing. I mean, they haven't tried it yet.
Neither was January 6th.
Rebellions are a thing. Insurrection is a thing. A president pardoning themselves is not a thing.
Until it is,
but it hasn't been tested yet. So, again,
I can't imagine this court's going to hold him accountable.
So far from where we're at today to then, I mean, again, Mike Johnson, no one knows who this guy was a month ago.
But he put one of the chess pieces in place. You understand Scarborough's concern. This guy, this Johnson guy, this MAGA Mike, this is a guy who pushed back against the last Electoral College loss of Donald Trump. He led the rebellion, right?
Yeah.
Now he's freaking the speaker.
Courts turned it all back. Let's hear more, Scarborough, before we run out of time. If you would, Nate, cut number three, please.
Saying shut up?
Mm-hmm.
Saying shut up? Put a mirror in front of your face. You shut up. I mean, these people try to overturn American democracy? We saw it. He led the effort in the House. And Willie, and then they're shocked? The question, why are they shocked? Because they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Because they're already planning.
Right. They don't want to talk about it. But, of course, they're going to have to talk about it. That's why the press should absolutely continue to bring it up every single time. The guy has not provided, as far as I can tell, any reasonable answers to why or where or what if he actually believes now that this was a free and fair election. What's his response to the people, the attorneys that they relied on, you know, Ellis and the Kraken lady and Cheesebro.
Sidney Powell.
I mean, it's all been a lie. Are they gonna? You got to address it, sir. You led this effort in the House. This has all been proven to be a lie. What do you say to that, sir? You know what I'm saying?
When you get that interview, instead of Sean Hannity, you can ask the tough questions.
One more from Scarborough. We will never shut up. Cut for it, please, Nate.
We'll have to take that after the break. We're coming
up
here.
Come on, man.
I believe we got a fine guest joining us next. I'm Alan Robinson, our friend from over at Herbal Aspect. He used to be the neighbor over on University Ave. We're going to do some 420 factoids, Dom. Brought to us by Herbal Aspect. Alan Robinson, our fine guest next. It's Friday. We are grievances. And I got a lot of problems with you people.
.5 The Tap.
Why are Interscholastic Sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
In a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you go online and check out the super cool Civic Media app. You can download it, take us with you everywhere you go, civicmedia.us.
Dominic, we got a new Friday feature, 420 Facts. And our friends from over at Herbal Aspect, they're sponsoring this. And we've got our friend Alan Robinson. He's going to bring us some 420 Facts. How you been, Alan?
Oh, man, I have been fantastic, and certainly do appreciate you for having me on. How are you, Crudy? How was your trip?
Very good. You know, the District of Columbia, the district is a legal marijuana sanctuary, but federal land all over the district, well, that's a big difference. So let's just say I had to watch where I was hanging out.
Nah, not really. The problem is that most people, and you included, my friend, just don't understand how federal cannabis policy has changed and evolved. The fact of the matter is, you would have been just as fine smoking anywhere there as I am about to be right here getting ready to.
But yeah, draw a distinction here, though. There is legal cannabis, and there is cannabis that is not legal. So yes. Differentiate. Where am I missing the federal policy?
Yeah, so I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you and tell you that it is really difficult to differentiate between legal cannabis and illegal cannabis, period. From an effect standpoint to the look, smell, feel, THCA is the precursor to Delta-9 THC. THCA is not psychoactive. It's just too big of a molecule to interact with our bodies. But once it burns or gets a little bit smaller, then it becomes Delta-9 THC. So you can't grow cannabis that's going to be rich with Delta-9 THC. That's going to make it illegal. But that's fine, because that actually is you're looking at like the breakdown of the molecule once it gets to Delta 9, you know, those crystals on the outside that you see there, that's the oil seeping on the outside, dying. It's like and that's Delta 9. It's already converted from THCA to Delta 9, and it can do that naturally from heat and light. This flower, the Jack Herer that I have here, which is actually, 19.25% THCA, great flavor profile, and it'll get you super, super stony.
But I thought that wasn't permitted under federal and state law. I thought that this legal cannabis didn't have those same psychoactive qualities.
Yeah, just not true. So, just not true. So, you know, and the thing is, when the 2018 Farm Bill passed, what folks didn't really understand was that one cannabinoid in specific was kind of labeled as the naughty guy, right? And as a result,
let's call that the Dom cannabinoid.
Thank you.
Sure. And then we'll call the other cannabinoids the devils, right? Now, what they don't tell you and what they didn't understand was that you can get to Dom through the devils without just bringing Dom out. You know what I'm saying? And bringing the devils to the party is legal. But if you just bring Dom, you're wrong.
Oh.
So I mean,
this is the best analogy I've ever heard. Yeah. Dom's got terrible analogies, but yours are pretty damn good. He is Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. bringing us some 420 factoids here on a Friday afternoon. Alan, I know there are plenty of things we could talk about, but you guys are doing a big promotion this weekend, and I don't want to fail to ask you about it. So what do you got going on? I understand you might be giving away some legal cannabis.
I got to tell you, it's not this weekend. We changed the date. We had to as a result of, and it's fine. As a result of,
Halloween?
We just had a shortened week, man. We had a shortened week, and so we wanted to hurry up and get to it. But we are giving away a pound of THCA flower botanical cannabis. There is
pound?
An endurance portion. Yeah, there's an endurance
all at once
portion last. No. We'll give you a big enough lump sum so that you can party. And then we're going to give you 7 grams for every week for a full year.
Oh,
and you
damn.
Will be pound the you will be crowned the pound. Royal pound king, pound queen, whatever it is. Last person touching it gets it. And we are selecting the contestants by way of video submission. You simply go to the Herbal Aspect website, look up the Royal Pound Challenge, and follow the instructions. Make yourself a video explaining THCA, upload it, and follow the socials. And we will reach out to you and get you in.
Well, you got to tell me when the big contest is. Then we'll do this again. We'll talk about it then. But let me ask you. So
we extended it by 2 weeks.
Okay. Good, because you want lots of participants, and I understand it's right about harvest time, isn't it?
Ironically enough,
when does the harvest happen? Because I know that because it's legal, you guys can cultivate it. I know there are people here growing it, and you are sourcing a lot of local product. So have we hit the harvest?
Yes and no, right? Yes and no. The fact of the matter is, cannabis is a year-round crop. It can be grown indoors and outdoors. This thing has a 90-day growing cycle. So every few months, you're in a new harvest situation, or you could be, and folks cycle their plants differently. We're coming up on the winter here pretty quick. So most folks have their plants indoors and are growing. We've actually got a crop that we are going to be harvesting in the next couple of weeks here. So, but that's a coincidence. It doesn't necessarily coincide with the Royal Pound Challenge.
And I also understand Herbal Aspects, our friends and new sponsors here of 420 Factoids, you guys are doing a subscription club. Sort of a friends and family deal.
Ooh, tell me about that. I mean, the holidays are coming up, Alan.
I'll tell you what. The Herbal Aspect Flower Collective is where it's at. HAF. Some of y'all know what that is. So what you're going to want to do is $42 a month. You'll get an eighth shipped to your house directly.
Legally.
You get a T-shirt, and then you get access to all of our daily and weekly specials, things like 30% off. We have some buy two get one free things. We have all kinds of sales that we run daily. And in order to get access to them, you got to be in the Herbal Aspect Flower Collective. It's a great subscription club.
And again, how do people find out more information about Herbal Aspect and all the fine products you represent, Alan?
HerbalAspect.com. Just seek us out online, Google Herbal Aspect, and click on the website, man.
And I know you're in the 3500 block of University Avenue, but that's not your only location, is it, Alan?
No, sir. I've got 3 locations these days.
Nice.
So there was the one next to you. Yeah. The one next to you at the radio station. You left us. Then we've got one over here. Yeah, it's a shame. One over here at Winnebago Street, 2017 Winnebago, and Gammon Road,
Alan
next to Dunkin'
Robinson.
Donuts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel has ordered the evacuation of Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza ahead of a planned strike. But Nabal Farsak with the humanitarian group Palestine Red Crescent Society says it should not be a target to begin with.
We call on the international community to intervene immediately to stop a humanitarian catastrophe that is unfolding.
Amid new tentative deals between United Auto Workers and carmakers, business professor Marek Masters chalks up some of the success to UAW President Sean Fain.
He reflects the new kind of leader you're going to see increasingly across the labor movement, wanting to make this a broader cause for working people.
At least 15 people were hurt in a shooting Saturday night in Chicago. William Betancourt with the city's police department.
Victims and witnesses did relate that the suspect was ejected from the party and he came back a few minutes later with a gun and began to shoot.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. For Monday, mostly sunny, 35. Snow is likely late Monday night. We could see an inch by the time we wake up on Tuesday morning, then clearing out with a high around 36 degrees. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 38.
It's 30 at our studios.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to the prohibition of the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, I missed it for a few days.
Welcome back.
You know, it's terrible being in those legal marijuana jurisdictions.
Right. Welcome to the persecution, baby.
But fortunately, we have friends like Alan Robinson over at the Herbal Aspect. He will educate you, and I appreciate the fact they do business with adults there. Whether or not this industry is well-regulated, they are at Herbal Aspect. So go see them online, herbalaspect.com.
Three locations in Madison, man. Way to go, Alan.
I know, those guys. It's a booming industry. It's almost like people like...
Wow, weird, huh?
Cannabis.
Who'd have thought you could make money selling weed? Man, wish I'd have thought of that.
Someday, Dom, someday.
Oh, man,
someday you'll
time.
Get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Dom, my understanding is there is a court ruling on the Megan Wolf. What can you tell me about it?
Jesse, OPP appointing reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Judge temporarily blocks GOP lawmakers from removing Wisconsin election chief Megan Wolf. Aw, too bad. A Dane County judge issued an order Friday temporarily blocking.
A damn liberal Dane County judge. You know that's what they're saying in Voss's office right now.
Temporarily blocking Republican lawmakers from removing or replacing the state's top election official as the legal dispute over her appointment continues. Attorneys for legislative Republican leaders in a court filing last week admitted their efforts so far to remove Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf was symbolic.
And ham-handed.
That Wolf is legally in her current position and that lawmakers have no power to replace her despite GOP leaders claiming the opposite in public statements. Quote, an injunction is in the public's interest because maintaining the status quo will avoid confusion and disruption to Wisconsin's decentralized system of election administration. Simply put, I agree with WEC that the public expects stability in this election system, and this injunction will provide stability pending the court's final decision. Dane County Circuit Judge Ann Peacock wrote in her order issued Friday afternoon.
This effort is about disruption, Dom. They're still there. It's symbolic, but it's purely to be disruptive of the elective process.
Well, and to keep their base fired up for the lies that they've been feeding them this whole time. Again, look at the guilty pleas, but I continue from Jesse Poyne's writing. The order stipulates that the Elections Commission is permitted to recognize Wolf as the, quote, lawful holder of administrator position vested with the full authority of that office and entitled to the privileges thereof, that state Senate actions intended to remove or replace Wolf have no legal effect, and that further official actions by defendants to remove or attempt to remove Megan Wolf from the administrator position, including appointing an interim administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, do not have legal effect, all subject to the court's final decision. Wolf oversees a commission that's been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Trump, Donald Trump, to persuade supporters he actually won the election, that he lost, and because of policies commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. President Joe Biden defeated Trump in 2020 by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin.
Says you.
I mean, if you can believe it. A result that has been confirmed by two recounts paid by Trump, state audits, a partisan review, that's the Will Crew, and a conservative study, multiple lawsuits. In September, we know the story, state Senate in a party-line vote rejected the appointment. Yada, yada, yada. We know the backstory of this. But the judge is essentially putting the kibosh on this, at least as of right now. Of course, we all knew that. This was all a joke. This was all just, symbolic? Way to work on the symbolism, Wisconsin Republicans. Like, there's nothing else to do in the state legislature. We have no other issues in the state confronting us. So this is what you spend your time on, trying to, erroneously and make a sham public statement about what's going on and what you can do about the elections administrator. And then you go to court and have to say something entirely different. I'm just really so tired of all of this. And it continues from A to B, man. And either at some point, the Republican followers, the ones that elect them, you got to either wake up and understand that, this is a game and they're playing you for your votes and your money, or accept the fact that they're playing you for your votes and your money and you don't care. So continue to do nothing, or, vote for somebody, run yourself. But why would you want to follow this kind of leadership? They tell you one thing in public, they tell you the exact opposite in their legal filings, Republicans. I say it. Please, for the love of God, get some self-respect.
I don't think they will. There is another article Jesse Opeopoyan updated about 4 hours ago at the Journal Sentinel. Rejected appointees of Governor Tony Evers raise concerns of a chilling effect on service roles.
Yeah.
This may also be part of the disruptive effort, right? Two of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees who were fired by the Republican-led state Senate say they worry the spate of rejections will have a chilling effect on people with interest in volunteering for public service. The Senate on October 17th took up 47 of Evers' selections to various state commissions, occupational boards, and councils, many of whom had already been serving for months on an interim basis. Republican senators voted to fire 8 of those appointees, Dom, including 4 of his picks for the Natural Resources Board and the Democratic appointee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That was the Sarnicki, right? Among those given the boot were Medical Examining Board Chairman Dr. Sheldon Wasserman, an OBGYN. Well, there's his crime, Dom. He may help women with reproductive issues. And former Democratic lawmaker who had previously confirmed to the board 3 times, but this time he's no good.
No good now.
And Council on Domestic Abuse member Melissa Baldoff, a domestic violence survivor and former spokeswoman for the governor. Before the October 17th vote, the legislature had rejected 5 executive appointees since 1981. Wow. Until last week, Dominic, both Baldoff and Wasserman believed they were rejected because of their political beliefs. Wasserman because of his support for abortion rights. Baldoff for public comments critical of Republican policies. Statements from lawmakers who voted against them vary in terms of their rationale, their BS, and included concerns the nominees bring a political or activist agenda to their roles. To the Domestic Abuse Task Force, come on. It's really rewarding to be able to take your experience as a survivor. This is a quote from Melissa Baldoff. It's really rewarding to be able to take your experience as a survivor of domestic abuse that was so awful and harness that energy into helping other people and empowering other people. So I'm really worried about the message it sends, which is, if we don't like what you have to say, then we don't want you to be a part of this important work. I think that'll have a chilling effect on people's ability to speak up. And Dom, the votes left Wasserman wondering, who in their right mind wants to serve on a board or committee? These are folks who are raising their hand to be of service. They don't get paid for this. These are volunteer positions. These people are going to participate in and sacrifice that time and their energy because it's important and they're passionate about it, Baldoff said. And I think that's a really bad message to send to other folks around the state. If we don't like what you have to say personally about something, we're going to not let you be a part of public service.
Just like they don't want you to vote, you know, they're willing to martyr some of their own Republican votes if they just, you know, make it harder for, you know, most of those other Democratic voters to vote. Same kind of thing. I mean, who wants to step up and do your thing and you know, serve your community in the way that you see fit and, you know, do enough to get appointed by the governor and then what? Have these Republicans because they don't like you because what, you're appointed by a Democrat? I mean, what's the logic here? It seems separate, but it's all kind of the same philosophy pushed by these Republicans.
You know, in the history of gubernatorial appointments, only five had been rejected since 1981. But I would point out one of those was the same jacknut Republican sticking it to Brad Paff when he was the Ag Secretary because he tried to hold then State Senator Scott Fitzgerald accountable to the fact that farm suicides were going through the roof. And they wouldn't fund the suicide hotline. Well, that was his crime, Tom. He spoke up. He spoke out against the Republican powers that be. And then, you know, he had to get fired. And so it goes.
And so it goes. Baldoff says it's essential to have survivors on domestic abuse council. Yeah, no kidding. Baldoff, a member of the Sherwood Village Board, has a lengthy history in Democratic politics. In the last decade, she worked as a communications director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and former county executive Chris Abley, deputy chief of staff for Evers, and a strategist for a progressive political firm. She's also a survivor of domestic abuse, appointed to the state's Council on Domestic Abuse as a representative with domestic abuse knowledge. First appointed by Evers in 2019, she served her first term on the council without the Senate voting her up and down. It is essential to have survivors involved in council's work, Baldoff told the Journal Sentinel. So many of the people who are in the advocacy world in domestic violence and sexual violence are people who have experienced it. And having that lived experience is so essential to being able to support and empower other people, Baldoff said. Because when you haven't been through it, you don't know all the factors that contribute to someone's decision to remain in an abusive relationship or leave it. And everything that we should be doing is to help address those barriers. Baldoff said she met with two of the three Republican members of the Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, Children's and Family ahead of her confirmation hearings. She said she had no inclination her appointment would be rejected, even after a conversation with committee chairman Rep. Jesse James, a Republican from Altoona, that started with questions about things she had tweeted, including a quip about a mediocre white man in America. Recounting the meeting, which took place over Zoom, Baldoff said James asked her if she hated all men and if she was emotional when she wrote some of her tweets. But after that, she said they had a positive conversation. She left without a sense that she would be voting down. I mean, wow, Jesse James. Way to come at it. Do you hate all men? And aren't you sure you weren't just a little emotional? You know, you females, how emotional you get. Wow. Melissa has a compelling personal story, but some of her views and more inflammatory public remarks raise concern, Jesse James said. We did not have confidence that Melissa would be willing to set aside her own partisan views and work across the aisle. Domestic violence should not be a partisan issue. We need nominees that will build bridges, not burn them. Baldoff acknowledged her political background, but she doesn't wear a political hat to domestic violence advocacy because it's not helpful. At the same time, I stand behind calling out racism and misogyny and homophobia, and I'm not going to back away from that, she said. You know, Jesse James, you know, these emotional women. I mean, you know, it's just insulting. It's so insulting right off the bat.
And we know Melissa Baldoff fairly well, and she is perhaps one of the most competent people that we've done business with, you know, in the political sphere. Right? I mean, she's really at the top of her game.
Yes.
And that's why they resent her.
Evers quickly appointed replacements for Wasserman and Baldoff. I mean, you know, so what? Republicans, you're still going to get an Evers appointee. After the rejection votes, Evers appointed Dr. Stephen Luthner to replace Wasserman and Shannon Berry to replace Baldoff. Luthner is a neonatologist. Neonatologist, easy for me to say, and a professor of pediatrics and bioethics at the Medical College of Wisconsin, also serves as the medical director.
Oh, I heard ethics. You're Uh-oh. Probably going to get some pushback from the Republicans.
At the Children's Wisconsin. Barry is the executive director of the Madison-based Domestic Abuse Intervention Services, survivor of intimate partner violence. She has also served on a social worker as a social worker in the Madison Metropolitan School District and is a member of Tempo Madison, the Dane County Commission on Sensitive Crimes, and the Dane County Coordinated Community Response and to Domestic Violence. And hopefully neither of those appointed replacements have, you know, too many bad things to say that these Republicans might take offense with. They don't want to get emotional, you know, when you're talking about domestic abuse.
Better check their Twitter accounts.
Oh, my God. But that's why, you know, and here's the problem. People continue to step up. Please continue to do that. And we need to get more people, everyday, random, everyday involved. If you hear this, if you hear what's going on and it makes you a little mad, then maybe you should be involved a little more. This is absolutely unacceptable. What we are living through right now is a joke.
Here's what Wes says on the text line. Man, sounds like the comments hit a little too close to home for a real-life mediocre white guy. Yeah. Last I checked, mediocre white guys are grossly overrepresented in this state. They damn near have a supermajority. Yes, they do. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It is the Friday edition. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. Join us. 844-967-2789. Broadcasted live from the Shaw on a Convrex, because that's how we do it. Right?
That's how we do it. We just roll with it, baby.
We roll. Rolling on. More Devils.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789, airing of the grievances.
Dominic, also, we got fine guests joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. Diane Anderson, driving out here to the Waukesha studio. She's joining us. She is a newly declared Democrat in the 1st CD, great state of Wisconsin. So we cover her with the WAUK signal. Close enough for government work, so I said, come on down.
All right.
Let's do this. It's Friday.
Who's that now? It's Brian Style, right? That was the
Brian drive. Style is the current rep in the 1st CD.
He was, what was it?
Racine like Kenosha.
Paul Ryan's driver or some stuff, right? Something like that.
is that what he did?
Paul Ryan's coffee boy. Yeah, he's very Paul Ryan-y. Yes, excellent. Look forward to meeting Diane Anderson.
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson. Excellent.
You know, she declared on the Maggie Dawn show.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, Maggie Dawn is not just the Maggie Dawn show anymore. On Fridays, Anastasia steps in, and she's been doing a great job. I've been listening on Fridays. You're going to have to tune in. There's super cool Anastasia Esther filling in for Maggie Dawn on Fridays, and I think she brings a unique perspective.
Yeah, check her out.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's great. 844-967-2789.
And the fact that she can hear our voices right now, she better be listening.
Mark from the SAC, happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. It's kind of a rock. A guy named Jesse James, named after a murderous thug who, you know, participated in Quantrell's raid. I think one of them was burning the town of Lawrenceville, Kansas, back in the times of the Civil War.
Now, which character was he in Young Guns?
That was Billy the Kid, man. I mean, it was wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah. Wrong.
It wasn't Emilio Estevez?
You know, but it's just remarkable that these guys don't have the heart to understand that how horrible domestic violence is, how much damage it does to women, and you know, what a jacknut. I mean, to put it mildly. I mean,
that's one of my favorite.
FCC compliant here.
Yeah, that's one of my FCC favorites. Jacknut.
And for that clown that keeps calling up and trying to get the P word passed, maybe you should have a caller ID on that one and just reject his phone calls. Because I've heard that jacknut call a number of times and try to get through it. And use that word.
Hey, we don't talk about Fight Club on Fight Club, Mark.
we take all callers, generally speaking, Mark. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, my friend. 844-967-2789.
You cross the line, though, Dom's liable to kick your ass.
That will happen. Well, rhetorically speaking, of course. 844-96-PARTY. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into it, but ProPublica put out a piece. Trump's court whisperer had state judicial strategy to the full extent only became clear years later. Conservative activist Leonard Leo helped elect a judge in Wisconsin! In Wisconsin! Without him, the GOP feared their agenda would be toast, according to an email. Now, this guy keeps popping up. Oh, I mean, continues to pop up over and over and over again. I was surprised because I didn't know to what effect and what level he was involved here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, it's been an ongoing campaign, right?
Oh, yes.
And he has been heading up the Federalist Society. He's been doing this on a national level, and that is part of the reporting at the ProPublica here. You know, he lined up the Amy Coney Barrett's, and he raise the funds to support the candidacies before they were Supreme Court nominees. You didn't know they could do that on a federal level, but ask the Federalist Society. They've been doing it. But this guy specifically, Dom, was there to support, what, Prosser, the choker?
Yep.
And why did he need to support the choker? Well, Prosser had a very contentious race against Kloppenburg, right? And it was coming down, and first count, first night, Kloppenburg was ahead. And we've talked about the fact that Jensen, the former disgraced assembly speaker, although somehow got out of his felony conviction and somehow gainfully employed in politics still to this moment.
Well, he had to get out of that felony or he wouldn't be able to be gainfully employed in politics at this moment.
But anyways, Jensen told the Vicky McKenna's, the Righty Whitey talk host in their ilk, go out and find any evidence, even if there's not evidence, just stories.
Just say it.
It was rigged, we saw buses, it was stolen, whatever you got
to
do.
And isn't that very similar to what we've heard Trump and the Republicans do on this last election?
Well, go find us stories of voter irregularities.
Yep.
Well, better yet, Kathy Nicholas found like 11,000 votes from right down the road here in Brookfield, Dom. And that became the definitive margin of victory for Prosser. But this guy was back in Prosser.
And Kloppenburg accepted that. That was righteous. Those were correct votes. This wasn't something that was created. And you didn't see Democrats saying stop the steal. You didn't see people freaking the F out about it. It was weird. It sucked if you didn't want the choker to win. But the votes were what the votes were.
Yeah, but he brought the lifeblood of the campaign, Dom. He brought the cash. And it wasn't just for Prosser, it was also for Gableman.
Oh, Gableman, that guy, huh?
The joke, the clown, the investigator-in-chief of all things conspiracy theory, Dom.
Until he wasn't, when he got fired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who called him a disgrace and an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin, which I would then say, if you hire the guy, don't you have some, doesn't reflect somewhat upon you? You know, aren't you kind of like who you surround yourself with, Crudy? And you're a pretty lucky man, let me just say that.
But Leonard Leo also became a fundraising apparatus, gave him the donor list, said, tell him Leo sent you.
Tell him Leo called you, yep, because Scott Walker said so, right? That kind of attitude.
Well, and of course, if Prosser had not been reelected to the court, the thought was the Scott Walker policy would be toast.
Yeah, literally that's what they said.
That is what they said. So, anyways, Dom, this is a very comprehensive piece. We'll never get to all of it. But there has been some concerted effort by Leonard Leo, the same guy that's been the Trump Supreme Court nominee whisperer, the Federalist Society guy. Well, he's been muddling in Wisconsin judicial politics since at least Gableman Butler 2008, right?
In 2016, Leo got involved again. Walker had a vacancy to fill and three people on his shortlist. Two Court of Appeals justices and a former attorney for an anti-abortion group and Federalist Society chapter head, Dan Kelly. Leo stepped in and said, it's going to be Dan Kelly. And who was it?
Dan Kelly. Can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Two L's, baby.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We got a fine guest joining us for the Happier Happy Hour. She is Diane Anderson, a recently declared candidate for the first CD, great state of Wisconsin. She's a Dem. We're the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. More Friday grievances and a happier happy hour, Waukesha style, on the road to nowhere, on the road to hell, perhaps. The road to hell, paved with good intentions.
Indeed.
I have every good intention of giving you another great hour on the other side.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. This.